There were at least five drive-by shootings in Auckland last night. The shootings happened in Ōtara, Papatoetoe, Flatbush, Papakura and Te Atatū between 20 to 7 last night and 20 past 9. Police say nobody was injured, but several homes have been damaged. A further two shootings are yet to be confirmed by police. Now, the armed incidents are believed to be the result of rising tensions between the killer bees and tribesmen gangs. Our reporter, Haisa Ōmeda, is in Casper Road in Papatoetoe.
I can see one police car in two houses cordoned by the police order that happened last night. I talked to a neighbour just now, and she said she heard three loud bang noises around 6:30 p.m. last night. She says a very quiet street, so she was quite concerned when she heard the noises. And then she said all of a sudden had about three to four cars, police cars around here.
And there is still a police cordon there, is there?
Yes, that's correct.
And what else? You've seen helicopters in the air as well?
Yeah, so there's helicopters flying around in circles around the area. We cannot quite confirm if they police helicopters, but it completely looks like. We talked to a few other neighbors as well. They say that the family that actually lives in the house where the loud noises have been heard last night, they're quite a very quiet family. They're friends with the neighbors. They've been living here for quite a while too.
So this is one of a number of shootings across the city last night. What do we know about what's gone on here?
Well, police won't talk to us as of yet, but I've been in other locations where the shooting happened last night, and you can see broken windows. You can see they're all very quiet neighborhoods. They all happen in residential streets. So they think they're correlated to a gang fight because of the number of the shootings and the correlation of them. This one specifically that I am standing right now in front of, you cannot see any shooting marks like you could see in other locations, but you can see that the house has been cordoned by the police.
And just finally again, you did get a chance to talk to a couple of those neighbours. Were they pretty rattled by this?
They're very scared, yes. I talked to this very lovely lady that lives right in the house right next to the one that they happened, the shooting, and she said that she was talking to her daughter on the phone when she heard this loud noise in Chicago, quite scared because, as I said, it's a very quiet neighborhood. And she came outside, couldn't see nothing. All she could hear was a car taking off. It was a loud noise of a car taking off. And then when she went back in and when she came back, there was about four to five police cars in front of the house and neighbours all standing and looking at her.
And that's our reporter, Haisa Ōmeda, reporting there. Now, police say they should have a statement available later this morning, but are not speaking currently.